What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Petering Out Podcast. Oh yeah, it's time. Put those ears on, put those headphones in. Because we're here with the Pistol Pete Jr., a.k.a. not the a.k.a. guy. And and the original a.k.a. guy, G-Weezy, a.k.a. the guy.
A.k.a. I don't know who I am anymore.
It's all a blur.
AKA searching for my identity. So what's up? We didn't do an episode for Halloween weekend.
Yeah, we didn't. I blame you.
I blame me as well. I don't know why, but I'll take the blame for that one.
But then we didn't do one this weekend, and we're doing it on a Monday because of me.
Yeah. Well, because of Anime Pasadena.
Yes.
How All was right. Anime Pasadena?
Huh?
How was it?
It was good. It was a lot of fun. We got to see a couple panels. We got a ton of panels, actually.
Nice.
Saw one for My Hero Academia, Jujutsu Kaisen. Saw half of a Hunter x Hunter one.
Very nice.
One Piece and Demon Slayer.
Okay, cool. Very, very cool. How were they?
They're all super fun. I would say Jujutsu Kaisen's was probably the funnest.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was just like silly vibes.
Nice.
And then the other one, One Piece was fun too. I would say probably the Hunter x Hunter one was kind of meh, because like the biggest name one, like the biggest character that was there was fucking Hisoka.
Mm-hmm.
So like the main cast wasn't there really. Same kind of for Demon Slayer. Although I don't think you know who anybody from Demon Slayer.
I don't. I want to say I've seen like a couple episodes, but I don't remember. Like it was so long ago, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Any of it. I wanted to go so bad, but yeah, like with work, it's more. They're getting me more involved with events, so it's like, fuck. So like they got shit happening all the time on the weekends now. It's supposed to peter off after this, like once we hit the holiday season. Which
did they tell you that? Hey, Peter, it's gonna peter off.
No, they did not tell you it's gonna peter off. But yeah, so. I missed out. I wanted to go so bad, but I'm definitely going to the next one. Are we going to LA Comic Con or no?
LA, this is the first time I'm hearing about it, so I don't know.
It's in December, but I think it's the first weekend of December. I'm down to go if you guys are down.
I guess I might be down. How about...
Okay. The last time we talked, you had just started Spider-Man, and I was about 3 hours in. Now we've both platinum it.
Uh-huh.
And I want to get into our feelings about the game. You said you had issues with it.
I had issues with it?
You did. Right after you finished it, like you said you liked it, but you had an issue. I don't know if you remember what your issue was now.
No, I think I was talking about Miles Morales when I said that. Didn't I?
No, I think you were talking about... Let me see here. I got to go to my text messages. I think it was a text message that you said it in. Let me see.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the glitches. And I had no issues.
No, but afterwards, after you finished. Oh, maybe that's what it was. Maybe I just misread. So, okay, cool. So let's get into some, we got some spoiler territory coming up. Because, like I said, we finished it. I did not see the Carnage thing coming until right at the end.
Yeah, so most likely he's going to be DLC, I bet.
Either that or he's going to be part of the Venom game.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be a Venom game. That's just like my optimistic speculation.
No, I think I saw something in a timeline where it's... hold on, I think I might have it in the stories. Let me pull this back really quick.
I don't know. The developer, the director said that there's no... that we didn't plan anything for Venom unless they were waiting until the game came out to make a decision.
Let me see. Okay, right here. So this is... They have Wolverine coming up next. Then they have Venom. Then a Marvel multiplayer, unnamed, and then Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is the future timeline for Insomniac Games.
That's an official thing from Insomniac?
Wolverine has been confirmed. Venom is rumored, but a very confident rumor.
Mm-hmm.
The confirmed rumor is a Marvel multiplayer. And then Spider-Man 3 has been teased by Insomniac. Or by the Spider-Man 2 director.
Uh-huh. So my thing is, the only thing is, I don't buy Venom, unfortunately, now that I've finished the game, because you destroy
Venom. You kill Venom. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
So unless it's a flashback, I don't even know what you would be flashing back to.
Well, I mean,
just be hair like, fucking at the world, like.
Right? No, I feel like there's more symbiotes out there. Because,
yeah, definitely, because there's Carnage, and then MJ was Scream.
Yeah, so I feel like they're gonna have something else. I feel like maybe the Venom dying was a red herring to make you think, oh, okay, Venom died, but
what if maybe Toxin? Maybe they bring in Toxin and the other one.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, I was thoroughly impressed with the game. After that first week, after that they put out an update, and I had no more bugs. I did have the cube bug that everyone was getting.
Uh-huh.
I sent you a video of that. That was pretty fun. It just made it hard to fight. What's that?
I said, but that's a fun bug.
Yeah, that was a fun bug, yeah. And I feel like that cube needs to be in Across the Spider-Verse now.
Yeah, it does. It needs to be an outfit in the next game.
Yes, the spider cube. and I did finally watch into the or what's it? No,
across.
Yeah, and then Beyond the Spider-Verse is the next one coming out.
Yeah,
yeah. I finally did watch it. I hated how it ended. I agreed with you there.
Like, yeah, it's so fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah, they could have either ended it sooner or ended it. They should have done a little more, but whatever. But no, Spider-Man. I mean, so. I didn't see this Carnage thing. So it wasn't until the end. Like, I feel like I think I was distracted during the cut scene in the church. Or no, in the hospital. No, what is it? Yeah, in the hospital.
What's going on in the hospital?
So you get to where they're keeping the prisoners. And then Wraith says, tell me your location. He says, oh, I'm here at this hospital, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the hospital, he's like, this is obviously a trap. Don't go. Uh-huh. She goes, and then that's when you...
Oh, with the Carnage stuff. Okay.
Yeah, that's when you fight Wraith, and you let him go.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, I think I was distracted. I think I was like, it was one of those times where, like, you know, you're playing, but I'm like, okay, we're getting ready to leave. I just want to finish this mission really quick kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think I was really paying attention to it.
Yeah,
and then after that stealth mission, or not when you're stopping the bombs, the Crimson Hour mission.
Yeah,
and as soon as he starts talking, I'm like, oh fuck, that's Venom or that's Carnage. As soon as he started talking, I was like, that's fucking Carnage. Like, that's what Gabriel was talking about. God damn it, how did I not see that?
Yeah, no, from the first mission, I got the inkling just because it was very serial killer vibes going on. So I was like, oh, I wonder if this is Cletus.
Yeah,
and it's just like before he gets Carnage, before he gets the symbiote or something.
Yeah, I feel like I should have got it when he was like the way he was preaching.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I should have got that, but then yeah, and then you see his face and the... oh, that's the other thing too, because I had that cube glitch.
Yeah.
So during that whole cutscene, I couldn't see him. No, so so I fixed the cube glitch where I fixed my character, but it was glitching so bad where like, so you know that where they slam him against the wall and Spider-Man webs him to the wall?
Yeah.
There was nobody there.
Oh, okay.
There was no body there, so I couldn't see him. So I didn't know about the red hair and any of that stuff. So I was like, okay, I don't know what this guy looks like. Whatever. So that was another part of it. Yeah. But yeah, overall, I mean, I loved it. How did you feel about the Mysterio trials?
I liked them.
You didn't need to do those. You didn't need to get them all gold to platinum, though, did you?
No, you didn't.
Okay. You just had to do it. All right. I got them all gold. And fuck that one. There's the one at the graveyard where like no hits or whatever.
Yeah, I struggled with that one for a little bit.
That one and the one where you have to take out 20 enemies in 2 fucking minutes.
No, that one was easy for me.
Really? The construction site one?
Yeah.
I struggled so hard with that one.
Yeah, anything that needed me to destroy, you know, like kill somebody, kill X amount of things in a certain amount of time was no problem. The no hits one took me like maybe 5-6 tries.
Okay.
And then, but the one I actually didn't get gold is, you have to get like 6 finishers, in like a minute and a half or something.
Dude, I got that one in, like if it was a minute and a half, I got it with a minute 29. I got it, it was like that last finisher, right? But see, I think at that point I had maxed out my focus.
Yeah, that one I did early though. So it's like I was trying to like get 6 finishers with without like the cuz you would get the max focus and then it'll give back all your fucking charges, right?
Yeah.
Our focus charges. So that was so if I would go back now, it would probably be super easy.
Yeah, but those I like those missions though, and then the whole story about how like halfway through I was like, oh, this bitch, it's her.
You think so? No, I kind of thought it was Mysterio the whole time. I was like, yeah, he's just fucking lying.
I want to say I was like that after like, I think when she calls you and says that Mysterio got checked into like some mental health, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know, I don't.
You're up to some.
Yeah, like that sounds shady as fuck. but no, I like those missions. What was the other one? I still hate the MJ missions.
I didn't mind them.
They were better. They were better this time because she was
OP. She's the most OP character in the game.
Yes, she is. But I still felt she was like too slow. Like I was just like, I gotta do this bullshit.
I was all right with it. It was like a change of pace. It wasn't.
It was.
It was better than just like having Spider-Man fucking do all the like what like in the first game you just had Spider-Man do all the things for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she just walked around and like this is stupid.
Yeah.
Well, at least it was just like a little bit of Last of Us action going on in there, and then you just
that's true. Yeah. They were quick enough where like okay they're not overly annoying, but it's like I could have done with one less. I wasn't happy with the last costume either. The life story costume?
Yeah, for Miles.
For Miles or Peter.
Why not Peter? Peter wasn't Peter's just the anti-venom suit?
No, Peter's is well the last suit you get for Peter is the life story suit. Because you have to finish the story to do the
That's not a story thing though.
No, but that's the name of the
Yeah. It's a life story suit, but that's not the ending.
No. The anti-venom suit was fucking epic.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about the black suit, the OG fucking black suit being in the game.
Oh, no.
And so I played with that for fucking, once I unlocked it, I was like.
Yeah, once I unlocked that, I put that on.
Yeah. I was just that, yeah. With Miles, I feel like the 2020 Miles or whatever, the one where he's got the helmet. It looks like the life story helmet, but better.
Yeah.
I like that. That was my favorite Miles suit.
The Wolverine one was the best one
for me. Oh, yeah, I did play with the Wolverine for the rest of the game, though, once I got that one.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they called it the best suit.
Yeah. Was it the best? No, what was it? The best in... It's like the best in something.
I think it's just called the best suit.
I don't think so.
I could be wrong. Let me see. What was I gonna say? There was something else about it that I liked.
Yeah, but Miles' story suit, there's something about the blue. The blue didn't really do it for me, and then the lack of webbing on the fit on the mask or something.
Yeah.
A lot of people are complaining about the hair being out, but I didn't mind that.
No, I didn't mind that either.
Yeah.
No, I did. Yeah, I did like that suit. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it didn't look. I like the shoes though. Those shoes are fucking dope.
Yeah. Well, I felt like the shoes didn't match with at least the original color palette.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I feel like that suit was just to like look at these shoes.
Yeah.
Like those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 56 zoos, and we made Miles's hair like this for a reason, guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hey, Haley liked the suit. So
yeah.
So it turns out that she, you know, like the Genki wasn't cucking.
No, he wasn't.
Miles now.
Sick wingmaning.
Yeah, yeah. The Wolverine suit's called the best suit there is. That's what it was called.
Best there is, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't like that they killed off Scorpion and...
Who else did they kill? Scorpion and...
Oh, fuck. Oh my God! Why can't I? That was the other one they released.
Lizard.
Yes. No, they didn't kill Lizard. They didn't kill Lizard. No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
but Right. No. So no. So I don't know if you saw this story, but like, so someone was doing photo mode,
uh-huh.
And they glitched under the street and found this underground room with mm-hmm. a throne, and it has like trophies, and it's Rhino's head, Vulture's head, and Scorpion's head on a wall.
Yeah, that's right. They kill all three of them. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like, I guess, unconfirmed because it was just only a glitch. You don't actually see that room in the game, ever.
But I feel like it's confirmed.
Yeah, I feel like it is too.
Because in the game, you run into you go into the room and they have Vulture's wings, right?
Yes.
And I think it's implied that he killed him.
Did he kill him? Yeah, yeah.
And same thing with Rhino. Didn't they show a video of him like beating the shit out of him or something?
Yes, they did. Or they showed something.
Because he like souped himself up. Kraven souped himself up and he was basically tossing Rhino around or some shit like that.
Yeah. I feel like I like the way they did the whole thing with Kraven, where it was like when you're fighting him as Peter, he's hard as fuck. Then you're fighting him with, and then like you fight him with the Venom suit and he's easier. Then you fight him as fucking Venom and he's just like,
he's a cake.
Yeah. Like, you just destroy him. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. That, I mean, I liked it a lot. Let me see. What else there? What else was there? I like playing as Venom. I feel like I would have liked a couple more. I didn't like Harry as Venom either, though. That's the other thing I didn't like.
I still don't mind. I don't mind. I think this is the best iteration of Harry.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say that. Best iteration of
Harry. Spider-Man.
Yeah. And like they basically tease Hobgoblin at the end.
Yeah, because Harry lived, right?
Harry lived, and then
but he's a vegetable.
Yeah, and then so. Norman said something about the G formula or like G something formula.
Uh huh.
And they like, get the G formula, get G whatever formula ready.
Yeah, like and then he goes, "Fucking Otto."
Yeah.
Asking for give me Spider-Man's name.
Yeah, it's like you know who they are. But I feel like everybody knows who the fuck Miles is, though. Like Miles is terrible at hiding who the fuck he is.
No, it's just the people in the neighborhood who know him.
And then the other thing that bothered me too is like Spider-Man is just constantly going in and out of Peter's house.
Yeah, it's like no problem.
It's like, why is Spider-Man over there so much? Like, what the fuck? Like if I was Spider-Man's neighbor, I think I would know. Like, what? Hey, are you Spider-Man? Are you guys just really good friends? It's like, what's going on here? I'd go to Peter with, hey, I don't want to worry you, but I think MJ's cheating on you with Spider-Man.
Fuck!
He's like, yeah, every time
he can't be like, oh.
anytime you leave the house, Spider-Man shows up. I don't, hey, just then you know. I mean, I wouldn't fight Spider-Man over a woman, but you do you.
Yeah, yeah. He's webbing her up, if you know what I mean.
That's the name of the episode, webbing her up.
Did you catch the silk tease?
Yes. I forget her name right now. Moon. Cindy. Yeah, the Cindy Moon. Yes, thank you. Yeah. So as soon as I heard the name, I was like, I know that fucking name. And then I had to run through my geek database in the back of my brain. I was like, that's fucking Silk.
Yeah, it's cool that they're gonna go with her instead of Gwen Stacy or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Have they teased Gwen Stacy at all in the game? I don't think so, right?
No.
I still don't like MJ in this game.
Yeah, I liked her. I didn't mind her.
I didn't like her. And then I feel like that whole thing with Scream, like when she was saying all that, talking all that shit, I was like, yeah, because you're a bitch. Like, shut up.
I wish I could actually kill you right now instead of save you from this.
Right? I feel like he needs. But, I mean, they go with Black Cat and her girlfriend and all that stuff. Like, but I prefer Spider-Man and Black Cat in this version instead of.
Oh, that Black Cat mission was sick too.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. What the fuck? When you have the wand at the end, I'm like, oh fuck yeah, that's a new power. And then it just disappears. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Fucking wand.
Yeah, I thought that was gonna be a new power. I was like, holy shit, that's awesome. And then nope.
I did thought that was gonna be like Miles' new power upgrade tree.
Yeah.
You know, when Peter's getting the Venom powers and Miles is channeling Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Yeah. There was one thing when I was doing the platinum that kind of pissed me off. And it's my own stupid fault for not fucking listening to it, or not like paying attention to it. But I forgot Miles' electricity powers were called Venom powers.
Oh yeah.
So like it was like defeat 25 enemies with fucking with the evolved Venom powers. So I just kept switching to Peter and using the fucking symbiote powers. I'm like, why am I not getting this fucking trophy? And then I started playing as Venom. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's what it is. And then I'm like, wait, no, still not. And then I forgot what I did. I looked at the skill tree and I was like, oh, Venom. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're not Venom ability. They're not Venom abilities. They're symbiote.
Symbiote. Yeah. So I was just like, God damn it, I'm stupid. But the last two, the last ones I had to get, it was that one, the enhanced Venom abilities, and using. So whenever you do the symbiote rage,
the surge, yeah, oh, yeah, sorry, the symbiote surge. The thing. That's what I. That was my last one too. Yeah.
Because I never thought to use those powers. I was like, let me save those for when I need it. Because when symbiote surge, I could just fucking mollywop everybody. Like I don't need those fucking abilities.
Yeah.
And so I was just like beating the shit out of it. And I was like, oh, I should have used those abilities. So like I was just swinging around waiting for crimes to happen. And then like what made it worse was like, okay, so I swing around, I have to build up that fucking symbiote surge. And then I use it and it's like I get like four people.
You get four if all your things are good.
So it's like then I gotta go again and then build it up and then So that one took me a little time. But overall, I enjoyed the game. It was short. That's most people's biggest complaint is it's. I feel like it's longer than Miles Morales, but it's shorter than the original.
I think it's the same as the original.
You think so?
Yeah, it's just streamlined.
Maybe. Yeah, I can see that. There's not a lot of
the like. There's no fat. There's no. It's just. All that. If you wanted a fast travel, it takes fucking a half a second.
That's true. Very true. I didn't fast travel too much. The only time I ever fast traveled was like, okay, well, I'm down here at the bottom of the map, and I need to get to the top of the fucking map.
Yeah.
I did the which one was it? The SOAR trophy. I did that one on accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was in the financial district. There's a really tall building that has like a point at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just on the top of that building, and I just dove off, and like I saw that there was a wind tunnel. So I like, was like, let me see if I can, Yeah, let me see if I can get to that wind tunnel. I'm like, let me just see how far I can get. I made it all the way. It's like, oh shit, I got a trophy for that. Nice. What else? Yeah, but I liked it a lot. Let me see here. I got one really quick story, not Spider-Man related. And it's a Halloween story. That's why I'm just getting out of the way before we take a quick break here. Right. Mortal Kombat had a Halloween fatality.
I heard about this, yeah.
And so it was like, but they were selling it for like, I think it was like $1.99 or $2, some shit like that. But like, that was the only way you could get unlocked that fatality was by buying it. And people were like, it's a fucking Halloween fatality. Like, just fucking give it to the community.
Uh-huh.
And I remember like what I was saying about waiting on buying Mortal Kombat. And like, I bought it because it's Mortal Kombat, and I was
because you're weak.
Because I'm weak, yes. But I bought it, and now I'm like, I should have just fucking waited. God damn! Because I played it, I finished the story mode, and then I just started playing other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should have just waited. You know, like because Omni-Man comes out to what's today?
Today.
Yeah. Omni-Man gets released today, so I'll probably play it a little bit just to fuck with Omni-Man and see how he plays.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably it. Then I'll move on to something else.
Well, you got the DLC or what?
Yeah, yeah. I have the combat pack. Combat pack one.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll get Omni-Man today. Then I'll check him out. I can't wait till they bring Peacemaker in. But I'm curious about what fatalities Peacemaker is gonna have. Because I'm trying to think of, maybe the.
When he's gonna shoot a bathtub. He's gonna shoot a fan into your bathtub.
I'm thinking of how he killed Rick Flag in Suicide Squad.
How did he kill him again? Didn't he just choke him?
No, didn't he stab him with something? No, that was the other way around. Rick Flag stabbed him, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, never mind. I think he did just choke him. I'd have to watch it again. I don't remember now. So I'm curious about like what kind of fatalities you would have. I'm assuming it's going to be something to do with the gun. It's just going to explode your head, but there's going to be more to it.
Yeah. Is there explosive rounds?
Yeah. the smaller bullets.
Yeah.
I've been playing Mario Wonder.
How do you like it? I've only played like the first world, I guess.
Yeah, I just got to the second world, to the hub world.
Uh huh.
And I like it so far. I mean, it's typical Mario. I've only seen two of the. I've only seen the fire flower and the elephant. But I like it.
Mostly, I heard it's only three. There's only three new powers.
Okay. I think it's the elephant, and then there's like a. Damn, I forget what the other ones are now.
There's one where he turns into a balloon. And then I forgot the other one. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like it so far. I like the badges. The whole like, could you get these like extra abilities?
And then, yeah, I like those.
So I just unlocked one where like when you're running, you can run off the edge a little bit and then jump. Like so, you get it's called like expert dash or something like that. So you can like when you run off a platform. He takes like three or four extra steps, and then you can jump again.
Oh, okay.
That one was hard to get. Yeah. So that one, when you in that first world, did you play the first castle yet? The first major castle.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you before you get to the castle there, you can go down into some like a pit, or you can go up into some mountains.
Yeah.
If you go all the way to the top of the mountains, you'll get that badge. And then you can continue on, and there's a secret world up there.
Oh, really?
Or a special world? Yeah. You know how, like, in Super Mario World, they had the Star World.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that, but they just call it Special World.
Wait. So, what badge do you get to your the dash one?
You get that dash one, yeah.
By doing the mountain stuff.
Yeah.
I thought I did that. Maybe I already have that one then.
Maybe.
I thought I only had the one where you your hat parachute, and then
wall jump.
That one where you wall jump like vertical.
Yeah, and then there should be one that where you start the level with the mushroom.
Yeah.
And then at the like if you like I said, if you go to the top of that mountain. So no, because there's two. Okay, so there's two areas. So there's one in that main first area where you walk around, and then you can go up, and you have that toad, or you have that little poplin or whatever, smash the rock.
Uh-huh.
And then, but if you go further than that, and then there's one area where you can go down, and there's like a dungeon with like two levels and like a KO arena, they called it.
Oh, yeah, I think I did that one.
Okay, and then if you go up, there's like a whole other...
Oh, there's even more?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So instead of going to the castle, you go up, and then like there's I think I want to say it's like five levels that you can go through plus that trial.
Okay, that's where I missed. Okay,
but yeah, I mean I like it. It's typical Mario, but it's fun. It's challenging. The star difficulty, like because those ones on the mountain are like 3 and 4 stars, and like when you get to the secret world, the one is it's a 5-star fucking difficulty level, and I was like, holy shit, this is hard as fuck.
Is but it?
I got through.
Isn't there another 5-star one earlier? That one didn't seem that hard.
I think down the bottom there was a 4-star one. That's the one where they ride the fucking bull rushers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. I was like, that one was easy.
No, that was pretty easy. With me, I didn't know what to expect. I had to play like 3 times to get that last coin.
Yeah.
That last like I couldn't for whatever reason I just couldn't make that jump and I kept fucking missing it. I finished the level, but I would miss that stupid coin. But no, this one, it's you know those fucking hippos that roll?
Yeah, yeah.
They're giant hippos and everything is spiked around them. So you have to like keep bouncing off those hippos Yeah. So that one was kind of difficult, but
I bet the parachute, if you use the little parachute one, it'd probably be easy.
I think that's what I used to get through it. Yeah, I did actually, because there's one area where you're supposed to like just bounce off them to get to the next platform, but I just parachuted to it. But hey, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and hear a word from our sponsor.
Yep.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Ray's Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Peter Around Podcast. Okay.
And we're back one more game. Hey, so I need to ask you about this. I don't normally listen to new music.
Okay.
If it was made past the 2000s, I probably don't listen to it. But I've come across this dude. His name is Dax. D-A-X. Uh-huh. Have you heard of him?
Nope.
I'm
the worst person to be asking about music.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think you're kind of in the same boat. You don't listen to anything new, right? Or newish.
Well, I'll listen to new stuff. It's just I prefer, like, even if I listen to it, it's like a one-time thing, and then I'll be like, yeah, that was good, and then I go back to whatever the fuck I'm listening to.
Okay.
Like, I'll hear, oh, Drake's got a new album, and I listen to it, and I said, it's all right. And,
okay, yeah.
And then I go back to my fucking emo, my emo pop punk songs.
Nice. Which I don't blame you. That's you know what? That's funny because I was on a fucking emo kick for a while. Like I was just listening to the point where I was at work, and I in my office. I normally keep my office door open, but I'm in my office by myself. There's a reception area right outside my office, but there was no one there. And it was like 6 a.m. They don't normally get there till 7. And I'm sitting there jamming out to my music, and I guess I was singing louder. Like I was singing along, and it was what was I listening to? I was listening to Fall Out Boy or something. But it was just an emo playlist. And then like I look up. Oh no. So the next that song ends. Oh, it was Dear Maria, Count Me In.
Say that again.
Dear Maria.
Oh, okay.
I was fucking belting that fucking song.
Did you get caught?
I got caught. So the next song that came on, is that one, what's that, I forget, I think it's called like Tonight's the Night That I Will Fall for You, that one, that meme one that everyone's been,
yeah.
So that song came on next and I laughed, and I think I paused the song, then I hear something and I look up and the receptionist is looking directly at me just with this biggest smile on her face. I'm like, okay. I was like, did you hear me? She was like, yep. I was like, all right.
I'd be mortified.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to close this door now. But it just happened because across from my desk through the door, like it's their desk, but there's like a sign blocking them. And I just saw like she was just right between my door and the sign. So it's just like this little gap. I look right at her. I'm like, God damn it. But no, so I've been listening. I was on that kick for a while, but then I came across this dude, Dax, right? And it's this black dude who's got like the fade with the dread, kind of like Miles's haircut.
Uh-huh.
And he does like this country style, right? And it was like, Dax is revenge for Eminem. It's like, why do black people need revenge for Eminem? Like, why? Like, Eminem came out and did some good shit. Like, why? Like, okay, and so I listened to this dude's song. It's a song called To Be a Man. And it's him and Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Uh-huh.
And it's fucking amazing. Such a good fucking song, right?
Uh-huh.
But you know when you listen to it, like if you go on Spotify and you listen to the artist playlist and it'll just play whatever's next in his top five or whatever?
Yeah.
So I'm listening to that song and it ends and the next song starts playing and it's this fucking hard fucking hip-hop track. And it's like the beat is sick, his flow is sick. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And I pull it, it's the same fucking dude.
Uh-huh.
I was like, holy, like, how the fuck?
So now you're a Dax super fan?
Yes! I've been on him all weekend. Like this song, like then he's got this other song called God's Eyes. I'm like, holy fuck, this dude is a fucking genius. So yeah. It's like just he's so versatile. Like I was just like, holy shit, like dude's good. So when you get a chance, look him up. Okay, and then speaking of super fan stuff, Metal Gear Solid Delta.
Uh-huh.
It's a gameplay demo, I guess, or it was just the engine trailer.
It was a trailer.
It was an engine trailer showing off what Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater is gonna look in the Unreal Engine. And skeet skeet. Like it looks fucking amazing.
It didn't look that much better than Phantom Pain to me.
Really? No. To me, I felt like with the like the mud, the way when he was crawling through the mud and how like it started to fall off of him, and I think mainly really for me it's seeing the difference between the two. Like,
yeah.
To me, the way the grass moves, and like it's just a lot of little things to me that make it look fucking epic. Then on top of that, it's Metal Gear, so skeet skeet.
I guess for me, I'm just like overly skeptical about Konami at this point right now.
I am, but see, the thing is like there's. I don't want to say there's no way they can fuck it up because I don't want to jinx it. But it's
kind of way they can fuck it up.
I'm sure they would, but like
I don't even know the source material, and I know it's good, and I know they can fuck it up.
I hope they don't. I hope they don't. Like, I mean, all they have to do is take that game and do what they already did. Literally, just update the graphics, and that's it. That's all they have to fucking do.
Yeah, but they didn't do it. It was Kojima who did it, and Kojima's right there.
Yes, I know. But that's all they have to do. It's already made. Don't fuck with anything else. Update the graphics. That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they have to fucking do. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that's what they do. But yeah, I was already hyped on it before, and now I'm even more hyped.
Yeah. I heard they're also getting a bunch of shit for that remastered collection or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't buy it. I was going to buy it. I'm glad I didn't because it's basically, literally, it's just the same remaster they put out for the PS3 and the PS4. And
yeah, and then they charge you fucking $70.
60? Yeah. They charge, yeah, $70. So the thing is that you can buy it as a bundle for $70, or you can buy each game individually for $15.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yes.
What the fuck? Like that's retarded. So I'm glad I didn't buy it. I was going to, but I'm glad I didn't. You watched Five Nights at Freddy's. I watched it in the theater. What did you think?
It was. I mean, I didn't pay attention fully, but it seemed all right.
I liked it. I'd give it a 6.
Yeah, you got to be a fan of the Shaggy, of the guy who plays Shaggy, man. What's his name, Matthew Lillard?
But yeah. That's. I think that's what gave me. If he wasn't in it, it probably would have been a 5. But he gets a whole extra nacho.
He gets a whole extra nacho.
Because he's. I mean, he's a horror icon now. So,
what else is he in?
Scream.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's in Scream. He's in the first Scream. He was one of the killers. Obviously, he's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. He was SLC Punk. He is in Hackers. But the horror-wise, it's Scream. Like, he was one of the main guys at the end. With all the rules.
With all the rules?
Remember the rules of how to survive a horror movie?
No.
You don't remember that? Okay, so for the basis of the first Scream was, it's like, they're living in a horror movie. They go like, or no, it's not. They're not that they're living in a horror movie, but it's like horror movies are so cliche. And like, so if you want to survive a horror movie, like they had this whole bit in the very beginning of the movie.
Uh-huh.
That it was like, okay, like never say I'll be right back. Never have sex, you know, or during this something, or like there's like all these like cliche things on how people die in horror movies.
Yeah, never.
And he was the one
from the group.
Never. And the big one was never say I'll be right back, and then like some guy leaves and like I'll be right back, then he leaves and gets murdered.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so that was, and he was so, and then I don't know if you remember, but like in the way they made it, the way they were able to make it seem so supernatural between those two characters, or between with the Ghostface, was because there was actually two of them.
Oh, okay.
And he was one of the Ghostface. So that's but yeah. That's where how he became a horror icon.
It's pretty cool. Is Courtney Cox in the first one, or is she later?
She is. She's in the first one as well. Her, Nev Campbell, was it Drew Barrymore?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the screens.
I don't remember who. To me, the first one was the best one.
Uh-huh.
The other ones are all right. I haven't seen the newest one. I want to, just because that one looks pretty fucking brutal.
Actually, I heard the last one was really good.
That's what I've heard too. I want to check it out. But yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's. I've only played the first game. I don't know a lot of the lore. I don't know. Like, the one thing I do know is about the gameplay is there's a lot of jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they had some good jump scares.
I don't know. They didn't really. Like I said, I wasn't paying attention fully. And for you to be jump scared, you have to be kind
of. You have to be paying attention, yeah.
Attention, yeah.
So I feel like if I would have seen it, if I wouldn't have seen it in the theaters, I might not have liked it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But it, in theaters, it was good. I liked it. It was funny. It had its moments where, because it was a PG-13 horror movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the directors say they're sticking with that rating. They're like, hey, we're, because they've already talked about they're going to do a trilogy.
Oh, for future movies you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, and so they're sticking with the PG-13 rating.
I mean, it's generally a kid's thing, right?
Yeah, it's not, I mean, like adults play it, but it's not meant to be.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of like that cusp between, it's like a preteen kind of game.
It's like baby's first horror movie.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, I mean, it was, I liked it. I thought it was, I think the story was good. I feel like, with the game, because I didn't know that there's so much lore to the Five Nights at Freddy games. Just because, like I said, I've only played the first one, and the first one is like, you're a security guard, and the fucking and the robots come back to life at night, and don't let them kill you.
Right.
That's the whole game. You know, I mean, and then you get you get the story about the kids were killed here. It's like, you just, okay, well, it's because the robots are alive. That's why kids disappeared. Those fucking robots killed them. And then so they get into a little bit about it, about the whole serial killer thing, killing kids. And And like the only thing I don't like, I didn't like was like, because like the main character, the security guard,
yeah,
like it's his, one of his brother gets killed, and like so he's like going to dream to try to relive the memory over and over to find that one thing, to find the guy. So it's like they focused a little bit too much on that. It was more about like this guy and his memories as opposed to the like the Freddy and the kids.
Yeah, I think it was to give him a reason why he would have to stay in such a terrible situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see that too. But it's, and also like obviously they don't want to like, because if you tell the whole story, then it's like, okay, well, you're ruining the mystery now.
Yeah,
it's like they had to build the suspense and like unfold little by little detail at a time. But yeah, I mean, overall, I liked it. I think it was good. Like I said, I give it a solid 6. I think I watched it again right after, so like the next day, because we saw it last Saturday.
The Saturday before.
And then so then I watched it again that Sunday, because I actually enjoyed it that much in the theater that I watched it again on Peacock or whatever it's on. And yeah, I liked it. It was good. I feel like I can understand why the fan, but see, that's one of the things. So Jasmine is a fan of it, right? And she was like, oh, they didn't do this, and they didn't do that, and they didn't do this. And I said, get used to it.
Yeah.
Every video game movie ever, like, you, they, like, that's every fan's complaint is they didn't do this, and they didn't do that. Oh, they left out this part.
Yeah,
oh, why did they change his part? Yeah, like, they changed his backstory. Oh, why did they changed the color of the fucking power up? No, like, okay.
They made this character black. He's always white.
So yeah, it was like, so I told her, like, yeah, just get used to it. But I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was again, but like, I'm not a huge fan, and I don't know all the lore. So for someone coming in that doesn't know it, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a fine movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be happy if I went to the movies for it,
though. You know what? I mean, I feel like that experience made it better.
Okay.
And there was an end credit scene. Did you see that stupid little doll that kept jump scaring everybody? The one that was in his locker.
Yeah, yeah.
Holding the balloons.
Yeah.
So at the end of the movie, the taxi driver that takes him to the store, to the place the first time.
Yeah.
He's there and like he's asleep and he's like, I'm off duty. The door opens and closes. He's like, man, I told you I'm off duty. And you turn around and it's that fucking thing in the back seat. And they do the whole jump scare thing again. That, I think that was the only jump scare that actually got me in the whole movie, was that one. Let me see here. What else? DC's playing too.
I'm sticking with horror real quick.
Okay.
I've also been playing a little game called.
Oh yes, Alan Wake. No spoilers, please, because I'm gonna buy it this week.
I'm not gonna spoil it, but I will say that there is a moment that is probably just as good as the ashtray makes.
Oh, see, I'm in. I'm already in. I was already in because I'm hearing you guys talk about it, and now that I know there's like if there's something similar to the ashtray maze, I'm fucking so in.
Yeah, and it's pretty early on too.
Nice.
So basically, you can play. You play two chapters with each character, and then you can, and then after that, you can basically play the game in any order you want.
Oh, nice!
And there's from what I heard, 9 chapters of each character. So you could play. You could literally play all chapters for Alan Wake, and then go play his saga for the rest.
That's fucking cool. Yeah, I'm gonna pick it up. I remember, like, because Control was such a fucking good game.
Yeah,
I was already all in and invested, and then the fucking ashtray maze happened, and I was like, "How can this? Like, this is the greatest game ever." Like, I was already so invested. I was already having so much fun playing this game, and then the ashtray maze. I'm like, "Holy fuck!"
Yeah, you find a bunch of documents all over the town that you're in on the FBC.
Yeah, nice. That was, well, see, that was one of the things I liked too. Was like there's all this, like they're intertwining the lore and they're keeping it alive and they're keeping it like, so this is in the Alan Wake universe. So Alan Wake 2 is gonna have to reference that, and then when they do Control 2, like it's gonna, yeah, I need to play it. I'm gonna dump.
Remedy games that aren't in the universe are Max Payne because they're owned by Rockstar.
Yeah. I feel like, but they make a reference to him at one point in Control, I believe. Mm. They don't say Max Payne, but they make a reference to a cop or something like that.
You basically have Max Payne in it because there's a guy, the Sam Lake is modeled after him, right? You know that?
Yeah.
And there's a guy who's Sam Lake is in here. I said he's an FBI agent.
So. Oh, nice. That's funny.
Is a big part.
Nice. I have a bunch of DC news. I'm gonna kind of just throw it at you.
All right.
So apparently they're gonna be rebooting Green Lantern again, and Channing Tatum is being talked to portray him.
But he's gonna be Gambit.
He can be both.
But he's gonna. But time constraints. No.
You know what? I'm a fan of Channing Tatum, and if he can do both, I'd rather see him as Gambit over Hal Jordan. But if he can do both, I'm down for both.
Excuse the ruffling. I'm constructing my waifu.
Oh, nice.
I got a figurine. At a
Anime Pasadena.
Yeah.
Very nice. The other bit of DC news, Joe Manganiello will reportedly return as Deathstroke in the DCU, which I think is awesome.
He was Deathstroke in what?
He was in an end credit scene at the end of.
Oh, okay. I thought he was in CW, in the CW series.
No. He was in the end credit scene at the end of. Was it Batman versus Superman or was it the fucking Justice League?
Probably Justice League. I feel like that makes more sense.
Yeah, I think so. And he's also Flash Thompson in the.
Oh yeah,
I forgot. Sony.
Forget about that.
I wouldn't want to fight me neither. what else? Highlander reboot starring Henry Cavill. That's awesome.
Wait, what reboot?
Highlander.
Oh, a Highlander?
Yes. There can be only one. They got to bring back the Queen song, though. That's fucking epic.
What if they don't?
Then I'll cry. Well, no, I'll just complain about it on the podcast.
Yeah. I can't believe.
Oh. Have you heard? I think I've sent a couple of his reels or TikToks. Have you heard of Latinos Against Spooky Shit?
No.
No? Okay, I'll send you a couple of his reels. Dude's super fucking awesome. I was talking to him and he might guest on the show.
He said he might be a guest?
He might be a guest on the show, yes.
Okay.
Well, we're going to do it remotely because he doesn't live in our state, but super hyped because dude's super awesome. He's super funny, and I feel like he would fit in with our type of humor.
All right, that sounds good.
I'll send you some of his stuff. So let's see here. Back at Scarecrow movie is reportedly in the works at DC, and will be set in the Matt Reeves Batman universe.
Wait, say that again.
So they're working on a standalone Scarecrow movie.
Oh.
So I guess, yeah. So remember when we were talking about how we're like, okay, if you're going to have this overarching universe or you're going to have individual universes, and it seems like, so they're going to have the Joker movies, right?
Uh-huh.
They're going to have the Matt Reeves Batman movies with Cedric Diggory. And then they're going to have the Gunniverse.
It's too much. Too much.
I kind of agree. I don't think after Joker 2, I don't think they're doing much more with the Joker movies.
Yeah.
And I think with the Batman, I don't know how far they're going to go with it. Maybe another trilogy like they did with, what's his nuts? Chris Nolan?
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
Like, yeah, like they have to, it has to either just be, you do a cinematic universe, pick one. Mm-hmm. Probably James Gunn, because he's got the best track record.
Yes.
And then, or you would go, you would just say, fuck James Gunn, fuck all you other directors. It's, you make a good movie, and then maybe you'll get a trilogy if that movie does good.
Yeah. Well, see, I think DC's kind of, they're trying to see which is going to do better. Are they going to do, is will this James Gunn universe do well, or will this Matt Reeves Batman trilogy do well?
Uh-huh.
And so I think they're kind of, they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, and they're going to see which does better. And then, so if one does better than the other, then they'll probably go in one direction and then leave the other behind, or some find a way to merge them.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. DC needs to get their shit together. Oh, really quick to go back to the Five Nights at Freddy movie. Opening weekend, Five Nights at Freddy's made $130 million.
How's that in comparison to other stuff?
Well, that is the biggest Blumhouse opening ever.
Blumhouse.
So, that's pretty huge. Because, I mean, they've had some pretty popular horror movies. Like Megan. What are those? The Insidious movies. That's what they do. They do horror movies now.
Right.
And now this Five Nights at Freddy has been their biggest movie. And they've already confirmed they're going to be doing at least a trilogy with it. Right. But you know how horror movies always end up having like 15 fucking chapters.
They're at Saw 10.
Yes, fucking seriously.
And they had the final chapter at 6.
Going. Exactly. So I mean, well, like look at Friday the 13th. Friday Jason died like 6 times.
Yeah, but he reincarnates.
Yeah, I feel like Freddy was the only one that, when Freddy died, it was like, okay, that's the last Freddy movie. Actually, no, I take that back, because then they did The New Nightmare.
But was that a reboot?
It wasn't a reboot, so it was kind of like a, so it was breaking the fourth wall, though. So it was, Freddy came to the real world, and he was going after the actress that played Nancy in the movies.
Oh, okay.
So it was a reimagining, but with the same actors.
I see.
Which was I liked it a lot. And then they did do the reboot with the dude that played fucking Rorschach.
You said
in that one, yeah, Rorschach from Watchmen.
Yeah,
he played Freddy. I wasn't really a fan of that one.
He's gonna be the Spot in a Spider-Verse live action.
Yes, he is. let me see here. What other stories I got here? Half-Baked 2. They're finally coming out with a sequel. Harlan Williams has confirmed. Half-Baked. The original Half-Baked came out in like, what, 90? No, it wasn't 96. Let me see.
I don't know. I never watched Half-Baked.
98. It came out in 98. So that's a long-ass time ago.
Never seen Half Baked, sir.
You definitely need to watch that one.
I don't know. I never was like super into like weed movies.
Like, yeah, I mean, I get that.
I've never seen Cheech and Chong.
See, you're missing out on those ones.
Never seen any Cheech and Chongs.
Yeah, you gotta expand your horizons, man. What else? Let me see here. I got some that I was going to bring up. Have you played the campaign for Modern Warfare yet?
Haven't touched it yet. I'm dedicated on finishing Alan Wake before I...
Nice. I think I'm gonna pick it up because I have the pre-order already. I didn't realize because I kept going to my thing is like, why don't I have the fucking? Why can't I play it?
Yeah.
I kept going back to the fucking screen. It's like it's not letting me. Like it's just opening Modern Warfare. Like why? And then I realized, oh. So I have it. I just haven't played it. I just like I said, I just finished Spider-Man, and then I was playing Mario Wonder. So I might take a break and just check out the story. IGN gave it a 4.
Yeah, the consensus has pretty much been it's very bad. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how they were going to follow up because 2 was so good. 2 got a 10, didn't it? The campaign.
I don't know. I think it got a 9.
A 9? Okay. Well, I know it got a high rating.
Yeah.
That campaign was amazing. I feel like that was
the
best story. And not just because it was a cartel, but it was like so well done and so well acted.
Yeah, supposedly this one's just like so rushed. It's only like 4 hours also.
Oh, what the fuck?
It seems just very obvious that they always seem to give Sledgehammer the fucking short end of the stick and they just make him do like bullshit. They have to just deal with it. It was just as the worst studio out of the three.
Yeah, there usually are, but I don't know if that's just the team's talent or if it's.
Whenever they make Sledgehammer do something, it always seems last minute is the thing. It's like ever since World War II. That was like the last like scheduled game that's what they're gonna have, and then it was like, okay, we're just gonna do it's just gonna be Treyarch and Infinity War now, and Sledgehammer is just gonna be helping with multiplayer or whatever on both sides, or Warzone, the multiplayer on both sides, while Raven worked on Warzone for both sides, And then all of a sudden after, I think, Cold War, they're like, actually, Advanced War, Sledgehammer is going to do another game, and it's Vanguard. So it was like, oh, it must have been last minute. I doubt that they were like, yeah, you do it, because I think they just wanted to give Infinity War more time.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I get that.
And then after Infinity War, it should be Treyarch,
yeah.
All of a sudden, look it's fucking Sledgehammer Games again. So,
which is weird because you figure, okay, if it's one of their big, like, because Vanguard was its own thing, it had nothing to do with Black Ops and it had nothing to do with Modern Warfare, right?
Yeah.
So if you're gonna put something in between, why not make it a different game instead of Modern Warfare 3, so they can fuck it up?
I think so many people were hyped off of Modern Warfare 2, they felt like they had to
keep the train going.
I bet they had to, they felt like they had to ride the lightning.
Yeah.
And just
maybe.
And get it out instead of waiting 3 years for another Modern Warfare game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can see that. Because, I mean, that story was so good, though. For like, I'm going to play it. I'll report back on the next episode. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they would trust one of their most precious IPs. IPs. To
the Cod Lager.
To them. That's the name of the episode.
Cod Lager. IPA.
Cod Lager.
It's 8%. Fucks your whole day up, but you just can't stop drinking it.
Oh my god, yep. It's full of filler. Oh shit. Oh man.
you gotta do it with the boys. Whatever, you always gotta do it with the boys at the end of the night. It's always gonna be fucked up time.
It doesn't taste as good as it used to, but you can't stop drinking. Oh shit. I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitters at RealPressStart, on Instagram at The Real Press Start, on TikTok at The Real Press Start. Like us, rate us, review us, anywhere you get your podcasts. And on that note, game over. No more questions.
He thought I was going to leave, but now I'm leaving.